cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Okay. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. I am your host. Welcome to the show this week. You just heard some brand new Death Clock off of their newest album, the Death Album 2. That song was called Mermaider 2, God of the Sea, or God of the Ocean, something like that, I do believe. That album just got released this past Tuesday, and along with a whole bunch of... There were a lot of releases this past Tuesday, actually, for video games and for music. AFI released their new album, Crash Love, as well, which I haven't picked up, but I will, because I still really like them, and I'm going to give it a chance. And also, a really sweet video game came out on Tuesday, for those of you who are interested. Dead Space Extraction came out for the Nintendo Wii. And if you are like me and we're waiting for a really awesome, like, first-person shooter for the Nintendo Wii, this is our day, or our week, or our time is now, is what I am trying to say. Anyways, I played Death Clock for you because this Sunday is the Death Clock / Mastodon show that is happening Sunday, October 4th at the Orpheum Theater with Converge and High on Fire, and it's going to be amazing! It's going to be awesome, and even if it isn't, I'm going to convince myself that it is because I spent like $120 on tickets without thinking about it ahead of time, so I am going to make myself have an amazing time. And I hope that you guys will be there too, having an equally good time. There are actually a lot of good shows coming up during the month of October. Today, actually, Motorhead are playing with Revan Horton Heat and Nashville Pussy, I believe, at the Commodore. That will be a good show. Or maybe it was the Vogue. Yeah. Oh, it was the Vogue. It was totally the Vogue Theater. And then next Wednesday, the Bouncing Souls are playing with Youth Brigade at the Rickshaw Theater. And I have a pair of tickets to give away for that Bouncing Souls show. And I won't be giving them away now, but maybe in like 20 minutes or so. So stay tuned to that, and I'll get you guys to call in. And if you like the Bouncing Souls, like I do, and you want to go to that show for free, which I know you do, you're gonna call in, but later. Not now. So stay tuned for that. I hope you guys are having a good week so far. The weather has changed drastically within, you know, a short amount of time. And yes, it is getting colder. And yes, it's, I don't know, it kind of sucks that you have to start turning on the heat in your house. But at the same time, I kind of like it. I kind of like having an excuse to stay at home now that I, you know, don't leave the home that often anyways, but whatever. I probably had the nerdiest weekend of my life, and I don't know why I'm about to tell you this, but it's because a lot of shit happened, a lot of good stuff happened, and I'm excited about it, and I want to share that with you. Most of you already know that I'm a pretty big nerd. I just told you guys about video games. This weekend, I spent my time playing a Settlers of Catan tournament, which is a board game, and then I found myself in an internet cafe playing Left 4 Dead for a few hours on a Saturday night, because, woo, party time. And then on Sunday, I went and I bought an Xbox Elite, so now in my house, I have an Xbox, a PS3, and a Wii. And now I will never leave. No, none of you will ever see me. Not that you guys see me ever. Anyways, you just hear me talk and rant on the radio. And I also played in a Magic the Gathering tournament, and I came in second place. So eat it, people. I have nothing cool to say about myself. So there we go. That is my life. I play Magic, and I go home, and then I play video games. And then every now and then I leave the house to go to work or to do this radio show. And now you know, and knowing is half the battle, my friends. I'm going to play some Mastodon for you right now. Off of their album, Crack the Sky. They're playing this Sunday. It's going to be so awesome. Yep, it sure is. Stay tuned. I will be giving away tickets for the Bouncing Souls show later on in 15 minutes. This is Mastodon on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Well, do you remember the heyday of AM radio? Do you even know what an AM radio is? Well, whether you were there, man, or you want to hear what it was like, the Biltmore Cabaret, Georgia Strait and CITR Radio present the 60s pop duo The Duchess and the Duke from Seattle with special guests The Sea and Alice Group on Saturday, October 3rd. It's an early show with doors at 7 p.m, so don't be late. Tickets can be purchased at the Biltmore, at Zulu, Scratch and at Red Cat, or buy tickets online at www.ticketweb.ca. Groovy, man.
Remember when you first learned about the birds and the bees? Want to learn more about the birds and the bees and the berries, urban agriculture, delicious homegrown food, solar energy, and much more? Check out the Society Promoting Environmental Conservation. Come to one of our workshops, join our solar panel tour, or go to our website, www.spec.bc.ca, for more information.
Outside help, leave us
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. You just heard Through the Eyes of the Dead off of their album Bloodlust. That song was called 2 inches from a Main Artery. If a machine gun had a song, it would be that one. Before that, you heard 3 inches of Blood, some brand new 3 inches of Blood off of their album Here Waits Thy Doom. That song was called Fierce Defender. And I started off that set with Mastodon off of Crack the Sky. The song was called Quintessence. Mastodon are playing with Death Clock and Converge and High on Fire this Sunday at the Orpheum Theater, if you feel so inclined to attend. If you were interested in checking out my playlists online, I do post them on the internet at weallfalldown.citr.blogspot.com. And as always, you can download podcasts for my show and for various other CITR shows through our website, which is citr.ca. What was I going to tell you? 3 inches of Blood, the new album. We didn't receive it at CITR, which is kind of a bummer. Or maybe we did and just got, like, you know, lost in the mail somewhere or lost in the music office. I'm not too sure about the details of it, but we didn't receive it on time for whatever reason, and so I went out, I bought the album, and so I burnt a copy of it for the radio station, and I brought it in and I gave it to our music director, Luke Meat, who was an awesome guy, and apparently he put it into his computer and his computer will not let it go. His computer, the CD drive, the disk drive will not open its tray to release the 3 inches of Blood CD onto CITR. And so I tried. I sure tried. I would like to think that the album is so good that the computer doesn't want to let it go, but it's probably just because there's something wrong with his CD-DVD drive. So I guess I will be one of the only few people who will be playing this album on CITR, but I'll just make another copy and I'll bring it in a couple days. All right. So many of the shows on CITR can enjoy this wonderful release from a local metal band. What did I want to do? I am going to give away tickets for the Bouncing Souls right now. So what I'm going to do, if you wanted to check out the Bouncing Souls, they're playing with Youth Brigade this coming Wednesday at the Rickshaw Theater. If you wanted to go and bring a friend, give me a call. You're in the studio at 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-CITR, and I will send you to the Bouncing Souls show for free. Plus one. That means you can bring a friend. It's going to be an awesome show. I believe I will be there as well. I'm going to play some Bouncing Souls for you right now, if maybe you don't know what they sound like. So now you have no excuse. This is the Bouncing Souls. Give me a call at 604-822-2487 if you want to go to the show this coming Wednesday, Bouncing Souls on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Johnny says he's bound by only 6 strings to this world. Johnny says he'll keep them always one turn out of tune. Johnny never listens to the kids that say Johnny X ain't never done the right thing anyway. Johnny wears his leather like a crown of thorns. Johnny spends a lot of time with shit he was never born. Johnny waits eternal spirit tells himself again. Johnny in a basement state of spitting the wind.
Cause you didn't like the way these kinds of things were run.
You said you understand the work it takes to make us grow.
But if you hadn't, where were you?
We paid our dues without you. Am I the only one who sees all of this is the infestering hypocrisy? Don't ever talk to me like you think you know me or what I've been through.
I am nothing like you.
Never.
right, you are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. You are listening to AFI right now in the background. Off of their album, The Art of Drowning, the song that I played for you was called Sacrifice Theory. Before that, Anti-Flag. Off of their latest album, The People or the Gun, that song was called We Are the One. Prior to that, some brand new Set Your Goals. That song was called The Fallen. Off of their album, This Will Be the Death of Us. Interesting side note, the album art for this new Set Your Goals album is amazing. I love it. It's it was done by a guy named Drew Millward, and I highly recommend checking his stuff out. He is also an artist who makes gig posters for a lot of bands, I believe. This guy's probably based out of LA, I'm guessing. I was looking at his gig posters and where all these gigs are located. Most of them seem to be in LA. So, check his stuff out. This guy blows my mind every single time, and my favorite piece of art that this guy has done has probably been an Opeth poster that he did, I think, for a gig a year ago or 2 years ago. So check it out, Drew Millward. He has a website, drewmillward.com. I highly recommend it, so check that out. Before Set Your Goals, I played The Spinoffs off of their album Street Rock Stars. That song was called Buddha Booty, and I started off that set with The Bouncing Souls. Off of their album Maniacal Laughter, that song was called The Ballad of Johnny X. If you want to go to the Bouncing Souls show, I still have tickets to give away for that, so give me a call later at 604-822-2487, and you can go to the Bouncing Souls show just because you're awesome. Right now, though, I wanted to tell you about some other shows coming up. I already told you that Death Clock and Mastodon are playing this Sunday at the Orpheum Theater. You guys better be there or be square, or maybe if you are square, you should still be there. Motorhead, Nashville Pussy, Reverend Horton Heat are playing tonight at the Vogue Theater. Next Wednesday, Bouncing Souls with Youth Brigade at the Rickshaw Theater. Children of Bodom are playing with the Black Dahlia Murder and Skeleton Witch. That is happening October 5th at the Commodore Ballroom. What else is going on? Gallows and Flogging Molly are playing together. It's Flogging Molly are headlining the show and Gallows are opening, which is an interesting pairing in my opinion, and they're playing two shows, one on October 29th and the second on October 30th. This is also happening at the Commodore. What else? Go-Go Bordello are playing two shows beginning of this month, October 9th and October 10th. That is happening at the Vogue. And then a few days later, And You Will Notice by the Trail of Dead are returning to Vancouver. That is happening October 14th at Venue. Let's see. Propagandy also coming to Vancouver in October. October is just packed full of amazing shows, and you better be at a lot of them. Unfortunately, blew my concert fund on Mastodon tickets, but I'll see what I can do. Maybe if I can pull some strings, I'll be at most of these shows. Propaganda are playing October 27th at the Rickshaw Theater, and then November has a lot of shows happening as well. Art Brute are returning to Vancouver November 3rd. They're playing at the Biltmore. There was another one that I wanted to tell you about. Teenage Bottle Rocket are playing with the Cobra Skulls November 15th at the Red Room. The Ravenettes return to Vancouver November 5th at Venue. And let's see, Misfits are playing November 10th also at Venue, and the Dropkick Murphys are playing November 11th also at the Commodore. There are a bunch of metal shows coming up in November as well. Blackguards playing Trivium, Chimera, Unearth, Ailstorm, and Sephirim. Whole bunch. I'm not going to list them all off because we will be here forever. Yes. Really hungry right now. Just in case you wanted to know. I wanted to play Broadway Calls for you. They have a new album coming up called Good Views, Bad News. It's on Side One Dummy. And yeah. So if you want to give me a call here at the station, 604, it's 822-2487, and I will give you tickets to see the Bouncing Souls because it's going to be a good show. That's all I got to say. This is some brand new Broadway Calls on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
tonight. Let them see the lighter in your eyes. They are the last ones down, but they're the first ones out. You're telling the stories, you're selling the glory to the kids on the back side of town. And they say, whoa, 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 cross the fingers, whoa, 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 for all believers, whoa, whoa, only one, whoa, came, whoa, to win. The truth is you see truth, not children. So hard to resist, selling our kids with limited options to the lowest bid. Safety in numbers, proved wrong again. They are the last ones down, but they're the first ones out. You're telling the stories, you're selling the glory to the kids on the back side of town. The truth is you see troops, not children.
Tiddle-lip, tip, tip, tip. That's the sound of somebody typing. That about does it for me. Thank you very much to everyone that tuned in and called in this week. You guys are awesome. You've been listening to We All Fall Down on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You just heard Broadway Calls off of their album Good Views, Bad News. That song was called, I believe it was called Election Night, maybe, or Be All That You Can't Be. Excuse me, move your face. Yeah, it was called Be All That You Can't Be. I couldn't see, I'm sorry. Stay tuned. Coming up next is Robin with the Inkstead Show, and then later on at 3:30, Mariev is coming in to do the French Connection. There's a new show at 3?
At 3?
Tell me about this. What new show at 3?
The Japanese show got moved to 3 o'clock.
What's it called?
Japanese Music Quest.
Japanese Music Quest at 3 o'clock. Sweet. That's awesome. I'm going to stay tuned for that. So stay tuned to CITR because we got some awesome programming coming up just for you. I will leave you off now with Fucked Up off their album Hidden World. This is my favorite song by them. It's called David Comes to Life. If you want to check out my playlist online, it's We All Fall Down, CITR.blogspot.com, and podcasts can be found at CITR.ca. So thank you very much. I hope you guys have an amazing week. I will see you all at the Mastodon show, and then you will hear back from me next Thursday. Stay tuned for the Inkstuds on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.